All right, welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr and Brady Kirchnevy of New Age Farming in the studio today talking about soil health and soil biology and soil fertility and mycorrhiza. Soil testing. Can we test for NPK, micros, and all of that. Can we test for mycorrhiza?
You can. You have to. I do some soil testing. I send it in to Mycorrhiza Inc., and they can test and see where your mycorrhiza is. But I do some soil testing, too, as well. What I do is a complete soil health test. Now, what that means is I'm not just going out there looking at your nitrates, your available phosphorus. I'm doing a complete test. So I'm going to look at your microbes. I'm going to look at your soil health, and I'm going to look at your, what is available for N, what's not available, what's in the pool down there that will be available with your microbes working through the year. Same thing with phosphorus. Your microbes down there are making phosphorus for you. Now, a big thing that mycorrhiza does is if you've got phosphorus, which everybody that puts phosphorus down, it gets locked up in your soil. How do I get that back? I'm putting the money into it. How do I get it back? Well, here's a product, mycorrhiza. It basically will go out in the soil if the plant says, hey, I need some phosphorus. It'll go out, find phosphorus, and it may be locked with calcium, iron, whatever. It will excrete basically an enzyme that unlocks that phosphorus. Mm-hmm. And now that phosphate basically can come into your plant where it never could before because your natural root won't do that.
I think people call it usable.
Basically. So it'll unlock that phosphates for you, bring it back to your plant. That's where last year I had my biggest basically boost in yield, because the beans were really unlocking that phosphorus that's locked up in your soil. Mm-hmm. So when I do a soil test, I can look from year to year and see where that mycorrhiza has depleted, the weak bray or the strong bray, and whatnot. And every year we can really narrow down to really what fertilizer costs you actually have to put in. A lot of tests that you just go out and tell me my N, P, and K, they're not looking at your biology and your soil at all. So on average, you can save a guy $10 to $15 an acre just on a complete test. So that's pretty neat. And then it'll give you, it's got a little meter on it, and it'll show you where your soil health is between 0 and 25. Most of them I see are in that 5 to 10 range. So not real healthy, okay? We need to get that health back up because with the genetics we have today, we could be raising so much more bushels per acre than what we are right now, That's it's all part of a process. Get your right soil test, get your mycorrhiza in there, and get that soil health going, and you'll see the yields bump as you do it.
All righty. Brady, this is Farm Talk. This show is not known for its hard-hitting journalistic questions, but I'm about to ask you one here. Now, you mentioned mycorrhiza is a fungi in the soil, occurs naturally, been there for millions of years, yet you mentioned Mycorrhiza Inc. Yep. So it's a company, and it's a product that you sell. Remember the days of the oxygen bars? Is this something like the oxygen bar where, hey, we should be able to go get this for free?
You should be, but the problem is, how are you going to go? Say you go out to the Badlands right now and you pull up a sage bush that's been there for eons. That'll have mycorrhiza on it. How are you going to get that mycorrhiza off that root into your field? What these guys done at Mycorrhiza Inc. many years ago, they've been studying this since the 80s, okay? They started in the forestry industry. They found out that there were certain mycorrhiza you can put on a tree that'll make it grow three times faster. So when you're foresting, a tree that grows three times faster, you can harvest three times faster.
Sure.
Well, then that's an ectospore, okay? That's for trees, so make sure you're not getting those if you're buying another mycorrhiza. Endospores is what we put into our small grains and our row crops and whatnot. So you got to know the difference there. So they actually have been doing this for a long, long time. And now in the last 5 years, I'd say they really narrowed it down and nailed it as far as which spores need to go into the grains that we, raise, basically. Mm-hmm. So that's where it all started. Valent actually bought it last year. So I actually get my product through Valent.
Mm-hmm. And they're a credible crop.
And they're into the biosciences, and this fits right in with it. So
Now this is a type of fertilizer, but you can't really look at it as fertilizer, right?
No, you're putting fertilizer in the ground. You're writing big checks every year to put fertilizer in the ground. Why not have something there that can use it? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let's use this fertilizer we're putting in. So it's kind of a fertilizer. I would call it more of a root. I don't know.
An enhancer
type of a deal, because that's what it does. It takes your root system and makes your surface area of your root system 100 to 1,000 times bigger. and it grows through the life cycle of the plant. So until you harvest it, it's basically growing and colonizing and repeating and growing. Mm-hmm. So, and it'll, I mean, you put it on one seed and you put none on the seed right next to it, 6 inches away, that one seed that you treated will grow into the one that you didn't treat and it'll colonize that root. So it spreads.
So it's a seed treatment. Is that the best way of putting it into the soil?
There's multiple ways. The easiest way is corn, because mm-hmm. I've got, it basically comes in a pouch of fine powder. You mix it with water, throw it in your 1034 or your startup, whatever, in furrow and go. Okay, real easy. It takes 2 minutes. Beans, you treat the seed with a seed treater.
Kind of like an inoculant.
Like I said, it's nature's inoculant is what it is. So that's how you would do that. Wheat, it comes in a powder, so you can sprinkle it on your wheat, because wheat's got fine hairs, you know, mm-hmm. oats, barley, whatever, all the same. You can put it on multiple ways. I've had guys that band it down into your soil. The key is don't put it on top of the ground. It needs to be down 2-3 inches in your soil so that root system can contact that spore. Then that spore will germinate and basically, boom, there's your root system. It's going. It's colonizing. Mm-hmm. It's growing. So all right. That's the key.
So what are farmers asking you? What kind of questions or fuzzy areas do they have about this?
The first question they ask me all the time, obviously, is what it is. I explain it. The mm-hmm. second question is how much? Of course. Why wouldn't you, right?
What's going to run me?
Yep, I'd be doing the same thing. And what I tell these guys is basically, last year I was selling it at $16 an acre. This year I'm selling it at 12. Now, if I'm getting 4 to 7 bushel, increase on beans, pays for itself pretty quick. Mm-hmm. You know, last year wasn't the best year for corn. I'll tell you that flat out, because we had a phenomenal growing season for corn. Everybody had great corn. So, yeah, I seen a 5-6 bushel increase on corn, but it was a great year. Mm-hmm. On a normal year, you're going to see more now. You'll probably see in that 10 to 15 range.
Yeah. And your contact info again, Brady?
NewAgeFarm@Outlook.com or call me 701-261-1651.
And you'll come out to the kitchen table, sit down.
I'll come out to the tailgate of your truck. Let's just BS just like you and I are right now, Mick.
Very good. Well, thank you, Brady, for half hour of BS.
I'm always good for that.
Fill up the show. So, all right, thank you very much, and I wish you lots of luck and a lot of success this year. But mostly, I hope you provide a lot of success for farmers out there.
That's the goal. Let's get your health right, and the crops will follow.
Super. All right, thank you. Brady Kirchnevy, New Age Farming.